town and you put bow on as well as fellows that are with you in order to let people know, well, by God, the president has really reached. He's gone all around the world as you did. And on the eve of that trip when you returned, my God, everyone was just full of enthusiasm. Seeing the president do the things you did and the way you were doing it in the interest of peace. We know how your heart is, we know how you feel it, but I think it's just another thing that could be some way worked out as a further thing in helping you.
Dick, here's another problem. My God, I'll take a minute with you. I'll pursue that. I've asked Clark Clifford to, who can talk to some of these groups, to try to pull them into planning a little bit and consult them more than McNamara did. And
well, McNamara was a one-man show.
Yeah, and I think Clifford will be a little better at that. But I've got to get out of that transition. That's my big problem this next 2 weeks, without getting a lot of scars. They're going to offer Bob Weaver. We started this 6 months ago. We have problems there. They're going to offer him a college presidency, which he's wanted very much for several years. And he's going to take it. I guess I could keep him on through November, but if he did, I would have a problem of the first Negro in the cabinet. Leaving, and how I could replace him with a white man, that worries me. I would think that the best man I could get for it from the standpoint of merit would be Edgar Kaiser. I don't know that with his daddy dying that he'd be available. He's a real expert in this field and he could do a hell of a job, but I'm a little skittish. I just believe that I would open myself to the Nixon saying that, well, we got Negro in the cabinet until election year and then we throw him out and so forth. And then the question comes, if he leaves, what Negro you could replace him with? Now, the best one apparently of the group that would be livable is none of them are good administrators. None of them are real good political people. They help you guess some of the Negroes. It's just awfully hard. They've got that complex and they're insecure and so forth. But the best one looks like Whitney Young. I just wanted to get try it out on you and see what your reaction is, what you'd do if you're in my place.
There's a fellow by the name of, his first name is Clifford. He's out in Portland, Oregon. He was head of our whole setup, deputy plan. He's now with the Ford Foundation on this house. He was a school teacher. He's an architect. I'd like to have you take a look at him.
What's his name?
I don't remember his last name, but his first name was Clifford, and he's a hell of a guy. He had an architectural background. He was a high school teacher, and then we brought him in to our Department of Planning and Urban Renewal. And he, at the present time, is a consultant with the Ford Foundation. I'll get back to you and give it to Marvin, or that, his full name.
A Negro?
Yeah.
How old a fella?
Oh, I'd say he's in his 50s.
Uh-huh.
But he's also a very level-headed, not one of the, you know, fellas that's always got some wonderful ideas and brilliant ideas, and proved to be a fairly good administrator as far as those people are concerned and as far as administration is concerned. I have it in the office.
Why did he leave you? More money?
No, he went with the, his wife was sick and he took her out to Portland, Oregon. He was asked to do it by the doctor. And then she died out there. And he then, in the meantime, before he went out there, became a consultant for the Ford Foundation. We've tried to get him back a couple of times, but he wouldn't come back. But he would be someone that could just take a look at him.
I sure would. Do you know Young?
I know him, yes. But I think in taking him from that organization too fast, I don't know about that. I wonder.
You'd be afraid of a white man, wouldn't you?
I don't think I'd do it with him. No. I wouldn't put a white man in there after you've once broken the ice. There's some fellows out here, also at the University of Chicago. I don't know how great administrators they'd be, but I'll give the list back to Marvin.
Uh-huh.
But I think you have to fill it. And if you fill it with this Clifford Campbell is his name, Clifford Campbell. But if you gave it to him, we had him in our department. You could sit down with him and talk to him the way you want to talk to anyone. And anything you said to him was quiet, and anything you said to him was secret. And he went ahead and carried out the instructions and orders, even though a lot of his people were very bitterly opposed at the time.
But Democrat?
He's a good Democrat. And been clean and no record of any kind. His background is in architecture, but he couldn't get a job, so he went teaching. Then became head of one of our great vocational high schools, DuSable. And then from there, I went over one day to a ceremony, and he impressed me, and I asked him to come into the planning and urban renewal phase. Now he's been working on the Ford Foundation on this OEO, going around the country and reviewing and suggesting what can be done for the city.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dick.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.